Today's Shiz Masech Techulin and Daf Samach Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis, the last words on the Amid. Says the Gemara Amar Rav Nachman, Hayibaki Behen. If somebody is aware of the types of birds, the Paris Vosnia, and Rashi explains that he is able to identify those birds, Tosfos seems to learn that that alone would not be enough to be able to tell us what is the status of a bird. Rather, according to Tosfos, what's necessary is for somebody to know all of the types. It's necessary for him to know all of the types of birds that are problematic, and only an individual who's able to identify all of the problematic birds is an individual that we could rely on. You have to know all the different types of non-kosher birds, the Torah says. So if you'll have a bird that comes only with one simon of being a kosher bird, so as soon as this individual knows that this bird is not a Paris and Osnia, because as we learned in our previous year, the Paris and Osnia are the only birds that are, that Paris and Osnia are the only birds that are, have only one simon tahara. So therefore, once you're able to know that this bird that only has one simon tahara is not the Paris Vosnia, so then you could know it's a kosher bird. But if you will have an individual who doesn't have this expertise, and now you have a bird that comes only with one simon, you need to be concerned. You need to be concerned that maybe that is the Paris Vosnia. And because you have to be concerned that it's the Paris Vosnia, you would not be allowed to eat that bird. The Chazal didn't just require, explain the Rishonim, that one should just know what is the Paris Vosnia, but the particular Paris Vosnia, you have to know any bird that is called a Paris Vosnia. Because Rashi explains, if you're going to have a bird, even though that bird is not the Paris Vosnia that the Torah Kedoshah speaks about, but since it's called Paris Vosnia, Rashi says that will be enough that you should not be allowed to eat that bird. The Tosfos seems to say that it's not because it's called a Paris or Vosnia, that's why you're not allowed to eat it. Tosfos seems to say that if you're going to allow somebody to eat a bird that's called Paris Vosnia, then the person may come to eat even the real Paris Vosnia. And because somebody may come to eat the Paris Vosnia, so that's why anything that's called Paris Vosnia, even if it's not the real Paris Vosnia, the halacha will be, you're not going to be allowed to eat it. Continues the Gemara, B'shnei Simonim, but if you have a bird that has two simonim. So now if you have a bird that has two simonim, then it's tahor. If who, again, you have to be an individual, shiyak oirev, that knows it's not a oirev. Because it certainly can't be a nesher, because as we discussed extensively in our previous year, a nesher doesn't have any of the simonim tahara. And this bird has two of the simonim tahara. You can't assume, you can't think that it's a Paris Vosnia, because a Paris Vosnia, as we've been learning in our shiur, just learned, has only one simon tahara, and this bird that we're looking at has two simoni tahara. So we know it's not a Paris Paris Vosnia. We also can't say that maybe we can't be concerned that this bird is one of the other birds, as we've discussed. The Torah mentions 24 birds. We're going to be discussing that halacha more extensively in our shiurim. But the Torah mentions many other birds, because all of those birds have three simoni tahara. And the bird that we're looking at has only two simanei tahara. And because of the method of deduction, the only possible non-kosher bird this bird could be is the oirif. And if you know, if you are an expert in the oirif, and you know that this is not the oirif, then there's no question that you will be allowed to eat that bird. Ask the Gemara, oirif suloi, is that enough that you should just know what is an oirif, and then you'll be able to eat it? For Tanya, ask the Gemara, the pasuk when it tells us that we may not eat the oirif, says, es kol oirif l'minoi. So we learn from here, oirif ze oirif, that pasuk seems to teach us the oirif, of course, is a non-kosher bird. And when the Torah adds the word lamina, that means that it's coming to teach us that there are other birds that are in the same family that have the same characteristics that are going to be included in that Isser. And Rashi makes a very interesting point. Rashi seems to say that when the Torah says oirif l'minoi, it doesn't mean that this bird that we're speaking about is an oirif. It doesn't even have to be an oirif. It doesn't have to look like an oirif. What Rashi seems to say is that it has to have the characteristics of an oirif, and once it has the characteristics of an oirif, it will be usur. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, and therefore Rabbi Elazar says that what this does this come to include? Lohavius Zarzer, that it's a type of non-kosher bird that has two simanei tahara, and therefore it's going to be included to in the Isser of Oirif. Amr l'Rabbi Elazar, says Zayde Chacham to Rabbi Elazar, how could you suggest that when the Torah HaKadoshah says l'minoi b'ra Oirif, it means the Zarzer, and therefore what the Gemara really is meaning to tell us, just knowing that this bird that you're looking at is not the oirif would be sufficient, because it shouldn't be sufficient. You need to be concerned that it's the zarzer, and the zarzer is also included in the laminoi of the oirif. And unless you're an expert in knowing that this is not a zarzer, you would not be allowed to eat it. The people of that city, they would eat the zarzer because since the food has a zefek, it has a crap. We've been speaking about that much. And the zefek is one of the simani tahara that the oirif doesn't have. So why are we saying that that's how they're proving that it's not included? To which, how can we say just knowing it's not an oirif is sufficient? Amalai and Rabbi Elazar said, Afhen asidin litin asadin. Then they're wrong for eating the zarzer, because in zarzer is included in the laminoi that the Torah says. So the Chazal actually, the Chama actually hold, not like Rabbi Elazar, and they hold that the zarzer is not included in laminoi. But even though the Chama hold that it's not included in the laminoi, that doesn't mean what we just learned in the Gemara, where the Gemara says laminoi, that when the Torah uses the words laminoi, it includes other birds. All what the debate in this Gemara is what bird is included laminoi and what bird is not included in laminoi. But there is no question that there are other birds in the oirif laminoi, and therefore the Gemara's point that you can't just say, well, I know it's not an oirif, and then be allowed to eat it, is insufficient. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. And Rashi says that the oirif they ate because it has a zefek, and that's why they assumed it's not in the oirif family. There are other Rishonim that say that the oirif also has a zefek, and therefore they did not, the Anshei Kfar Temrasa didn't prove that the zarz is not an oirif because it has a zefek, because they knew that an oirif also has a zefek, but they had other simonim that proved that the zarzer is not a zefek, is not an oirif, and that's why they didn't eat it. What was the main simon? Because as we've learned many times, the main simon that makes a bird non-kosher is the fact that it's a doiris. And they knew that the zarzer is not a as a dairus. It's not an animal that attacks. The Ravid has a whole different approach. The Ravid says that the Zarza only has one simen of Tahara, and that simen is the fact that it has a Zefek. So they say like this. We go back to the beginning of our shir. The only bird with one simen that one may, the only birds with one simen that one may not eat is the Paris Vaznia. They knew that this bird is clearly not a Paris Vaznia. Furthermore, they knew it's not an Oirif, because an Oirif has two simonim, and this had only one simon. It says Rebbe Lezer that even though it seems that we can't include the Zarzer in the Oirif family, he says that there is an Oirif, Rebbe Lezer's opinion was, that doesn't look like your standard Oirif, and yet the Torah says it's Osir. And therefore the concern is, according to Rebbe Lezer, that the Zarzer is in that family. The simpler way of learning the Gemara is the way the Baal HaMor learns the Gemara, and the way we're going to be discussing is the Halacha. And the Machlokes was really a Machlokes of Mesorah, that the people of Tfkar Tamrasa had a Mesorah that the Zarzer is a kosher bird. Rebbe Lez's Mesorah was that it's not a kosher bird. And that's the discussion in our Gemara. It's not specifically related if the Zarzer is an Oirev or not. Rebbe Lezer says, I don't have a Mesorah that Zarzer is good. Which opens up an interesting question. Machloikas Rishonim on this question. If somebody doesn't have a Mesorah on a bird, but somebody else does have the Mesorah on the bird, in one place there is no Mesorah on this bird, but in another place there is a Mesorah on the bird. Can we rely on the Mesorah of one, on the place that has a Mesorah for the place that it doesn't have a Mesorah? And we're going to probably have to explain this Gemara, that according to the Baal HaMor, the way we'll have to understand this Machlokes is that if you hold that the Mesorah of one place is not going to help you for another place that doesn't have the Mesorah. So the Gemara is understood very simple. Rebbe Lezer did not have a Mesorah. And since Rebbe Lezer did not have a Mesorah, he said, we can't eat this bird. And according to the other opinion that says the Mesorah of one place could be helpful for another place, we're going to have to understand Pshat in this Gemara, that what happened here was that these people had... that what happened in this Gemara is that they had, Rebbe Lezer didn't just not have a Mesorah. It's much more. Rebbe Lezer actually had a Mesorah that it's not a kosher bird. Since Rebbe Lezer had a Mesorah that it's not a kosher bird, that's why he said it may not be eaten. Says the Gemara, Dava Acher, that as we're discussing, the Torah uses the word Limineu, Lahavis Nunus Lavona. The Nunus Lavona is a type of an Oirev, and the Torah is coming, teaches that it's included in the family of the Oirev Divrei Rebbe Lezer. Amalai, to which the Chum say to Rebbe Lezer, how could you say that Snunus Lavona is included? The people from Gilel Elyon eat this bird. Isn't that clearly an indication that it's a kosher bird? Because you could easily peel the gizzard, the kurkovin of that bird, they are going to give din, because Rebbe Lezer said they may not be eaten. So the way the Rishonim learn is that the Oirev is a bird that the kurkovin is not easily peeled, and the fact that this bird is easily peeled, that was the basis of the Machloikis. So if that's the case, asked the Rishonim, why would Rebbe Lezer consider that in the family of an Oirev? So the Rivam explains that even though the kurkovin of this bird is easily, the kurkovin of this Nunus Lavona is peeled, it's not peeled easily. And therefore, that was the Machlokes, is that called kurkovin lifnev? Niklav. Tysus Arush explains that the kurkovin can come off, but it's not easy to see the kurkovin. And therefore, that was the basis of the machlokes, is it mutter or not? So the other machlokes, others say that it had for Etzb Yisera, and that was the proof that it is or it isn't kosher. So we see that our Gemara is teaching us that the something that's in the family of an Oirif has to have two Simonet Tahara, just like the Oirif. So now we go back, that if we learned that if you find a bird that has two Simonet Tahara, as long as you know it's not an Oirif, you can eat it. Why is that adequate? The way we're learning in our Gemara now, since the Torah says l'minoi, you have to know everything that's included in the min oirif. As says the Gemara, really what was meant to say was when you find a bird with two simonim, when may you eat that bird? Ela oirif v'kol min oirif. What was meant to say was that anything that's in the family, you have to be expert to know what's in the family of the oirif, and also have to anything in the family of Dairiv. If you are such an individual and a bird is brought to you with two simonim and you know it's not the Dairiv and the min Dairiv, then you're fine. Amar Meme Hilchasov. And says the Meme the Halach is, Oif Habab Simen Echad, if a bird comes with only one simon, it's Tahar, but you have to have the Lodaris, that it doesn't do Drisa, because as we've been learning throughout our Shirim, once a bird is a Dairis, then it's not going to be kosher. And furthermore, if we have to know that it's not a Paris Vaznia. Amalei Rav Asher Lameima, according to you, what you're saying, that as long as the bird has one Simon Tahara, it's going to be Tahar. And you don't, but you did not mention that you have to be an expert that it's not a Paris Vaznia. But we started the shear that you have to be an expert that's not Paris Daznaya. Hoda Rav Nachman Mai. If Rav Nachman said that you have to be an expert in Paris Vaznia, what are you going to do with that statement, which made so much sense? Amalei Lashmile Kleisvirli. He says, I don't agree with Rav Nachman. Why? Mayik, because what are you saying? That you could have a bird with only one simen. You have to be concerned that it's a Paris Vaznia. He says, I don't have to be concerned that's a Paris Vaznia. Why don't I have to be concerned that's a Paris Vaznia? Because lester be yishuv. The Paris Vaznia don't fly, don't inhabit where people are live. There's no reason to be concerned if you see a bird with only one simon that's a Paris Vaznia. So the Rosh asks that the Gemara Daf Samach Gimel is going to teach us that the Paris Vaznia is found. So explains the Rosh that what the Gemara means to say, it's found, but it's only found near the Midbar, near the desert. So if you're not living near the desert, you have to not be concerned that it's Paris Vaznia. And again, the Ran expands on that. When the Ran says that the Paris Vaznia less than the Yishuv, what the Gemara means to say is that there is no Paris Vaznia only in certain places. So if you don't live in a place where there's Paris Vaznia, there's no need to be concerned that it is a Paris Vaznia. The Torah HaKadoshah, when it speaks about somebody who's a Metzorah that becomes Tor, the Torah says, V'tziva koin v'lokach l'matah shtei tziparim chayis Torahs v'eitz erev erez v'shnit talas v'ezev. And the Mishnah Masechet Nedarim explains that the birds that have to be taken, that the Torah says you have to bring two tzipirim, have to be tzipur dror. So the first thing we have to know when we bring these birds, of course, is that they have to be, of course, they have to be kosher birds. So says the Gemara, Omrav Yehuda Oif HaMesaret, a bird that scratches, Koshlo Taras Metzora, that could be used for the Taras Metzora. And he goes on to say, Vezui Snunus Levana, and actually the bird that they typically took was the Snunus Levana that we're learning in our shir, Shenech L'ba Rebbe Lezer Chachamim, that Rebbe Lezer held that it's Oif Tame, it's in the Oirif family. The Chachamim, as we said, held that it's not in the Oirif family, and therefore they took that bird. Amar Meira, if it has a white stomach, everybody will agree that it may be used. Ki pligi, where do we have a machloikis? But the Yeruk, even Rabbi Lezer, according to this version. Ki pligi, where do we have a machloikis? But the Yeruk karsa, where it has a green stomach. Rabbi Lezer Asur, that type of bird, Rabbi Lezer says, is Asur. For Rabbanan Sharon, the Rabbanan say it's Mutter. Felch Rabbi Lezer and Dalach like Rabbi Lezer. But says the Gemara Mazutra Masne Hachi, Mazutra's version was as follows. But the Yeruk karsa, when it has a green stomach, Kule amalai pligi, everybody will agree, the usur, that it may not be eaten. Ki pligi, where do we have a machloikis about this bird, the Sinunus levana, but the chivar kareisa, when it has a white stomach. Rabbi Lazar usur, Rabbi Lazar says it may not be eaten. Rabbanan Sharon, the Rabbanan say it may be eaten. The Hilchasuk Rabbanan, the Sharon, the Halachas like the Rabbanan, that it may be eaten. And the Chazanish says, that what's the difference between these two birds? He says one of them, the peel of the kurkovin, the membrane of the kurkovin comes off easier than the other one. Says the Gemara Bidl, Shlomo Lamandam, Chivrib, Grace, Pligi, according to the Mandam that they're arguing over the one that has a white stomach, Hanedek Tani, we could understand where the Gemara used the word Snunus Levana, because the fact that it has a white stomach is what makes it unique. El Mandam, the Yeruka Pligi, but if according to the man, the Amar, that the machlokes is over one with a green stomach, but if it has a white stomach, everybody will agree that it's aser maizu snunus levana. What makes it a snunus levana? Says the Marla Futi de Bati Dochmasi. What it meant to say was that there's a black version of this bird, and that everybody will agree that the black version may not be eaten. The Tara Kedosha says, if somebody's going to bring a carbon oil of oil's oif, and from here we learn that the only two birds that can be brought as a carbon are doves and a pigeon. Moreover, as we learned earlier in Amasecht and Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, the doves that are brought have to be mature birds. The biyoinah that are brought have to be young birds. Vice versa would be usher. So now, what we're going to have to do is determine when we have a bird, is it tayrim ubnei yoinah? And not only must we determine if that bird is tayrim ubnei yoinah, we also have to determine if it's a mature bird when we need mature birds, or if it's a young bird when we need young birds. So says the Gemara, Amar Chava, Amar Yehuda, Tussle, Possum Hashem Tayrim. We can't bring the Tussle on the Mizbeach because it's not Tayrim, but it's in the family of the Bnei Yoina, and therefore, since it's in the family of the Bnei Yoina, we could only bring it when it's young. Rashi and Tosis make a very interesting observation. We know that throughout Shas, the way to differentiate when something was said by an Amora versus something that was said by a Tana. Amora, the Gemara uses the word Rav. Versus when we talk about a Tana, it says Rebbe. Say Rashi and Tosfos, that when Rav Chava is quoting Rabbi Yehuda here, it's Rabbi Yehuda da Amora. And even though it's Rabbi Yehuda da Amora, since Rav Chava was a Talmud, and not only was Rav Chava a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda de Meira, he was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Yehuda de Meira, so anything he said, he didn't learn from anyone else, he only learned from Rabbi Yehuda. And if it says here, that's why the Gemara was comfortable in saying the word Rabbi Yehuda, and nobody will make a mistake that it means Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, because if Rav Chava is quoting him, it must be Rabbi Yehuda de Meira. Says the Gemara at Sifi, if you have a bird that's a tzifi, which is from the tyre, which is the tyrim family, says the Gemara, tyrim shavachava, or we have another type of bird, which was called the tyrim or chavak sherim, mishim tyrim. When they're mature, they can be brought as a carbon because they are a tar, or psum shnayoina because they're not yoina. So if they're young, you can't say whether they could be brought because they're young, because they're Bnei Yoina, because they're not in the Bnei Yoina family. Masar of the Nina Bakatina, the Mishnah says, in Masechta Parah, Kol Oifis, Paisim Mechatis. The halacha is that if somebody becomes Tamei Meis, the way he becomes Tar is by putting in, by the way he becomes Tar is by mixing the ash of the Paraduma together with water, the Maim Chayim. But there's a very important halacha, and that is that the water that we use for that has to be water that was never used for work. So by certain types of birds, when they drink water from a cup, they take some of the water into the mouth, and then some of that water dribbles back into the keli from which it was taken. And therefore, that water is water that is also to be used because it has been used for malacha, it's been used for drinking. That's one pshat in the Rishonim. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggests is that once the water was drunk by this bird, it becomes no longer Maim Chayim, and therefore it's now Maim Shuvim. Chutz min ha-yoyna. The halach is that if a yoyna drinks from water, then the halach is that water doesn't become possible. Neshim mitzesis. The water just, it sucks the water, and there's no water that goes back in. But says the Gemara, Vim Isa, if Rabbi Yehuda is right, that the tussle is a form of a yoyna, why does the Mishnah only, Bryce only mention yoyna, listening, chus mi yoyna v'tussle, that the tussle is also the type of a bird that we have no problem with? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira, even though the tussle is a form of a yoyna, but the tussle doesn't have the characteristic of a yoyna. The yoyna, as we just said, if it drinks the mechatos, it won't make it possible. Shezem moitzes a mekia. When we talk about the tussle, yes, it sucks the water, but still it expels some of that water back into the cup from where it came. Shezem moitzes, whereas the yoyna sucks up the water, but not, it doesn't in any hand, it doesn't vein a mekia, it doesn't expel any water back. And therefore, only the yoyna would not disqualify the mechatis, not the tussle. Amar Yehuda, Haina Kuvshani Tzitzini. He says there was a bird called the Kuvshani Tzitzini. Ksherim l'gab mizbeach can be used for the mizbeach. And he says v'hein hein tarim shel rechava. They're the same as the tarim shel rechava. Ask the Gemara, how could you, Rav Yehuda, said this? Ask the Gemara Meisvei. The Torah, in a number of places, requires that we bring ezoiv. Ezoiv means grass. Veloi. So when the Torah says we bring ezoiv, the Torah says don't bring, says the Braisa. What's not included is ezoiv ayoven, and not the ezoiv kuchli, and not the ezoiv roimi, and not the ezoiv midbari. Veloi kol ezoiv sheyesh lo shem levoi. When the Torah says ezoiv, it means to bring straight ezoiv. And if we have an ezoiv that has a suffix attached to it, that's not what the Torah wants us to bring. So here too, how can we say that the Torah Tzutzani or Torim Shel Rechava are good for Torim? The Torah says Torim. And doesn't the Torah mean to say strictly Torim and not anything that has a suffix attached? Answers the Gemara. The Ezev Yovin was before Matan Torah already called the Ezev Yovin, for example. So therefore the Torah, by saying we want you to bring Ezev, Hikpi the Torah love, the Torah was saying, I want Ezev and not Ezev Yovin. And therefore, Yesh L'Shem Levi Apostle. But Hani, when we speak about these Torim, before Matan Torah, they were just called Torim. And since they were just called Torim, they're in the family of Torim that can be brought. When was their name changed? After Matan Torah. For Hani Lanashtana Shemaka Matan Torah, and therefore they were included in the Torah family. And even though later on things changed and they got the name of Torah Rechava or Torah Tzitzonim, they're still considered Torim. That's one answer the Gemara suggests. Rav Amar, Rava and says, Hani Kuvshani Tzitzani, the Torim that are called Kuvshani Tzitzani, Basrai Stamikar Lehu. It's not everywhere that they're called with this suffix. And where they are common, they're called Torim. Since where they are common, they're called Torim, that's why they could be used. Amar Yehuda, Hani Krazi. And here we have a very big machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this Gemara. Rashi says that the Gemara here is speaking about grasshoppers. And as we learned in the Mishnah, grasshoppers may be eaten. And therefore Rashi explains that this Gemara is teaching us which type of grasshopper may be eaten. The Karzi, these chagovim, the bechilfi, that are found by the thorns, sharu, they may be eaten, or the bekavi, but the grasshoppers that are found amongst the cabbage, asiri. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that the Gemara here, our shir, has been focused on birds, and therefore Tosfos finds it difficult to say that now the Gemara is changing to speak about grasshoppers. And therefore, Tosfos says that these are birds that don't really fly much. And that's what they're unique about. And the question is, are they kosher or not? Amar Avina, Umalkin Aleihu, if somebody eats the chagovim, that again, we're learning with Rashi's pshat, these grasshoppers that are found amongst the cabbage, that the Gemara just said, Asiri, it's like Lam Shem Shafika Asaras Oif, which means to say that the Gemara is saying it's not that we don't eat them because we're not sure. We're sure that they're not kosher, and therefore if somebody eats that, he would be amazed with Asra, he would get Malchus. Vamra Yudah, Tzarda, there's a type of bird called Tzarda Shari, but there's another type of bird called Barda, which is also V'simonach, and how do we know which is which? Barda means Bar Minei, stay away, to stay away. The Marda, Sveika, when we think about the marder, it's a suffix if it's kosher or not. Amar Vasi Shmoinus Sveika saying, when we speak about birds, they of eight birds which we're not sure about. Which birds are they? Chuva, Chuga, Suga, Hanuga, Tushlamim, Marda, Kachlina, Ubanafcha. Ask the Gemara, Maisvaskeu, what is the question? Says the Gemara, the question is as follows. Oifus Tayrim, as we've been learning, one of the simonim of a kosher bird is kukufa niklaf. You could easily peel off the membrane of the kurkovin. Tameim, but we speak about non-kosher birds, and kukufa niklaf, you can't peel off the membrane. Vahani, when we speak about these birds, kukufa niklaf basakina, they can be peeled with a knife, but not by hand. So they have all the simoni tahara. The only issue is that the kurkvin can only come off with a knife. And the question is that called kurkvin enafla or not? Ask the Gemara, how could we have such a shaila? There was this goose that was in that by Shmuel's home, that they couldn't peel off the kurkvin, and then they put it out in the sun, and that melted it, and Niklaf, it was able to take it off. So why do we have a question just because the kurkvin doesn't come off easily? Answers Gemara Hasam Ki Rafi, that kurkvin, even though it didn't come off easily, but when it was put out in the sun, Iklaf Yada, you were able to peel it off with your hands. Hacha, these eight birds that we're speaking about, Afagav the Rafi, even if it's put out in the sun, Lemikal Fa'al B'Sakina, they're only going to come off with a knife. And therefore, they can't be treated like the Avza. Omar Bay, Tanagol of the Agma. There's a bird that's called Tanagol of the Agma. Chad Mishmanus Svekasu. It's one of these eight birds that we just mentioned. And he says, which one of the eight birds are we? Marda. Omar Apapa. So says Rapapa, when we speak about the Tanagol the Agma, the loch is Asira, we may not eat it. Tanagol also the Agma, the female version is Sharia, the Simonach, and to how to remember which is the one that's Mutter and which is the one that's Asur. The Torah says, Layova Amoni Mehavi B'Kal Hashem. So the Torah says we're not allowed to allow Amoni into Kla Yisrael, but the loch is Amoni. Amoni v'loy amoinis. That's only the male version, not the female version. So this is Rashi's pshat, that it's the same bird, but it's the male version is osur, and the female version is mutter. Taisus disagrees, because Taisus says that if the male is mut aser and the female is mutter, so we had a sugya earlier in our Masechta that zev is agayrim, that when you have a combination of two birds creating something, and one is kosher, one is not, then the egg is going to be kosher. So if that's the case, over here it should be kosher, because it's a combination of a male that's not kosher, but a female that is kosher. And therefore, Tosfos says that even though one is called Tanagol the Agma, and one is called Tanagolso the Agma, one should not understand this, says Tosfos, as male and female, but rather they should, this Gemara, it should be understood that it's a different type of bird altogether. Says the Gemara, Darsh, two very different types of bird. Darsh Marema, and Ramema said, Tanagolso the Agma Sira. He said that Tanagolso the Agma is Asa, because the Chazi Darsh of Achla, they saw that it's a Drusa, and he says actually that is the bird that is known as Gerusa. That's the type of bird that's called Gerusa. So one question that's asked here is that we know, we learned at the beginning of Masechta, that a filu behemtum shel tzaddika, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that even the animals of tzaddikim don't do something wrong. And certainly, koshkein tzaddikim atzmam. And certainly tzaddikim themselves don't ever come to mach, as we learned, and specifically by machal sasuris, the most careful that tzaddikim never are nichshal in machal sasuris. So if that's the case, we have here a very fundamental question. Here they said that this bird is mutter, and then they discovered that this bird is a dairis. So how could it be that they would be allowed to eat this bird if it turned out to be a dairis? So the Mefarshim say a very big chiddush. They say when the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects tzaddikim, that they shouldn't come to machal sasuris, the way to understand that is that the tzaddikim themselves will never eat something which is machal sasuris. That doesn't mean, however, that they may not make the wrong psak, and they may actually give the wrong psak, and that means that they may ultimately say that a bird is kosher when it's really not, but they won't come to eat that bird, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them that they won't eat the bird, but others may come to eat that bird because of their psak. The Gemara here explained that we say amoni v'loy amoinis. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Toivli taras picha mi'alfi zav v'chesef. And the question that the Arachaim HaKadosh asks is why does David HaMelech say Toivli taras picha? He should have said Toivli taras secha. So he answers that we know when they wanted to appoint David HaMelech to be the king, or when Shaul was asking about David HaMelech, and they asked could he be king? They say, king? He's not even a member of Klal Yisrael, because David HaMelech was a grandchild of Rus, who was an Ammoni. So, and what happened is, the Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis teaches us, that Yisrael Shmueli said, Ammoni v'lei Ammonis, Me'avilai me'avis. Why? Because why did the Torah say we can't allow the Ammonim and Me'avim to Klal Yisrael? Al dvash lo yikid me'askan b'lechem v'mayim. They didn't go out to greet us. Mi darkoi, who's supposed to go out to greet? A man, not a woman. So that's why David HaMelech said, so how did Yisrael Israeli say this? He said this based on Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's why what David HaMelech said, the Torah's picha, the Torah that was said be picha, by your mouth, that which was the Torah Shabbat Peh is what I love, because that's what allowed me into Klal Yisrael. Furthermore, now we understand why on Shavuos we read Rus. The reason we read Rus on Shavuos is because this was a halacha that, as we just said, that was Nischadish, that was taught in the Beis Medrash at that time. Shavuos, which we know is the Yontif of Kabbal Satira, it's the right time to celebrate a halacha, a new halacha that was taught. Amarav, Shava and Davti, Shari. There's a bird that's called Shavar Adarti, and you may eat it. Pears and drafta asur. But the pears and drafta may not be eaten. The simonach, and the way to know, says the Gemara, pears, when there's disunity, that's Rishia, that's only a Tzorosh that we don't eat. Arafuna, bunya. There's a type of bird that's called bunya, it's shari. Parva, but the type of bird that's called parva is asa. The simonach, and we remember that there was a lishkus haparva, as the Gemara Masech the Yuma tells us in the Beis Hamikdash, and it was made because of Dam Gusha. He was somebody that did Kishif. Omar Rapapa, the bird that's called Mardu Zogit V'Ochel, the bird that's called Mardu Zogit V'Ochel Shari, Zogit V'Ochel Osir, V'Simonach, and the way to remember is this bird is called Sogid. Sogid means to bow down, and the Torah, when it speaks about bowing down, says Lo Sishvach V'Le'el Acher. Om Shmuel, Shasa Chamya, a bird that's called Shasa Chamya Asira, V'Simonach, because Shasu Chama means it drinks wine, and we know that Shisui Yayin Psulim Avoida. V'am Shmuel, the bird that's called Mazg Chamra is a sirah, may not be drink, you may not have, but the bird that's called Baz Mazg Chamra Shari. And what's the way to remember this? By Allah that we've quoted, Yofa Koyach Abem Koyach Av. The Allah is that if a loiva passes away, the malva, and the loiva owed this malva money. The halach is that the malva could only collect the money that is owed from the yarshim of the loiva when he swears to them that the money is still owed. But let's say not just that we have a case where the loiva passed away, but the malva also passed away. So now the malva's sons, malva's yarshim, are coming to the loiva's yarshim. Then there is no obligation for the malva or his yarshin, for the malva's yarshin to make a shvuah. So that's what it means, yofa koyach aben, that the son could collect without making a shvuah. Mikoyach av, where the father, the malva himself, would only been able to collect with a shvuah. And here too, the Gemara is saying that the mazge chamer is osur, but the bas mazge chamer is mutter. It's interesting to point out that Rashi, on Daf Samach Beis on Beis towards the bottom, Rashi Vehene Geruso says the Amir Lekamon Perkol Abasa Oslan Geruso Sharonlon Lishna Dechavra Shetama Ketamai. Says Rashi, Metach Sheena B'Kei Behem. The Gemara just mentioned a number of birds, some kosher, some not. Metach Sheena Ona B'Kei Behem. Says Rashi, since we don't know which bird is which, nearly the Oif Habala Fenenu, when we ever have a bird that we don't know, Yesh loim Hashem Yidrus. We have to be concerned that maybe it's a dairus. And as we're learning in our shir, any bird which is a dairus is osur. The achtan galos of the av magma haymachzikim v'tahara. As we just learned, they had this bird which was a tanagalos of the agma, which they assumed was kosher. But then lachzman ruush dairusus, and therefore ve'ein lanu ein oif nechalanu. No bird may be eaten. Elam sirus oif shemasulanu of senu betar. Only a bird that we have a Masaira, that's a kosher bird, may be eaten. V'shaloi masulanu, but any bird that we don't have such a Masaira, yesh lochish. Ube Masairis, says Rashi, whoever, yesh lanam lesmaich. If we have a Masaira on a bird, then the loch will be that we're allowed to eat it. Kama lekaman, shayif tayod nechav Masairis. So after learning this Gemara, and continue learning this Gemara, we see from here that the only way that we could eat a bird is not with any of the simonim, but with what we have to rely exclusively is only on the Masaira, and then we will be allowed to eat the bird. And if there is no Masaira, Rashi says we shouldn't eat it.